Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Launchpad series. I'm Bao Dongneng, your show host from Microsoft. With me today is Dave Packer from Duva.
Yeah, thank you, Bao. Great to be here.
Yeah, thanks for having you. We know that this is an exciting time. We have thousands and thousands of partners meeting here in Toronto,
it's
Canada.
It's crazy out there.
Yeah, so we'd love to have you as well. I know that we're rolling out new technologies with Microsoft Azure, Windows 10, Office 365, Microsoft Dynamics, SQL. But we have to rely on our partners, such as yourself, to sort of make it a reality.
Right.
And I think that's a lot of gaps that we've seen as we really be able to actually fill to actually provide a full solution to customers from different verticals. So look forward to actually learn more about your technology and really, I guess the title says it all, staying ahead of any kind of data risk that's out there.
Right.
Right. So Dave, let's get started. Tell us who is Duva, for some of our audience may not have heard about Duva yet, may not have a chance to actually look deep into it. But equally importantly is, what are the challenges that you've heard from our joint customers they're facing today, mm-hmm. and how can Duva come in as a superhero help save the day?
Okay. Yeah, so Duva is we're a company that's been around for about 8 years. Mm-hmm. We have about over 4,000 customers today.
Right.
I'd say what we're most proud of is that we've been ranked by Gartner 3 times in a row, top in the market for data protection. And so a lot of our focus is how do we help customers really manage today's data environment better, mm-hmm. right? How do they ensure that kind of what they were accustomed to years ago, and where the data was close, they can still kind of achieve those same goals today.
Right.
And so that's really where our focus has been as a company. You work with a lot of customers that you're probably familiar with, a lot of brand names. They tend to deploy us on a global basis. Mm-hmm. It's something also we're very well known for, is supporting kind of global deployments, especially when it comes to regional data privacy, things like that. But the big challenge most of our customers face is really the one of data growth, which everybody knows about, right? Mm-hmm. That's no big mystery, but also fragmentation, right? So if you really think about it, yes, there's a huge amount of data growth, but it's also the number of devices people are carrying around. It's the number of cloud services they're using. And what's happened ultimately at the end of the day is kind of data's become a little bit invisible to IT, right? Or maybe it's come majorly invisible to IT.
Mm-hmm.
They know it's out there. They know people are doing things. It's great for productivity and kind of business agility. But at the end of the day, it has a tendency to undermine a lot of the kind of the core tenets of a business to be the steward of their data, right?
Yeah.
We look at it from that perspective. That's really kind of where Duva's kind of come into the market and said, okay, well, how do we provide businesses tools to better manage that data, get a better understanding of it, better visibility to it? And so what we've done is we've built our solution on top of Azure. Mm-hmm. Help businesses kind of collect information off of cloud services and all these different areas to address it. But when we look at the big challenges that we see out there today, it's becoming much more complicated. You start talking about data recovery, or you talk about IP theft, or you talk about just the issues of, if you look at Europe and you look at GDPR, right? The new kind of data regulation and the penalties that are associated with it. How do I, as a business, manage that? If I'm the steward of my data, how do I ensure that my end user doesn't have data that might get exposed? And if it gets exposed, my business is now at risk, right?
That's right. So it feels like you have to constantly strike that balance between extending agility, flexibility to the end user.
Right.
At the same time, ensure you have a protection on the bottom line.
Right.
And then maintaining control of the data.
Right,
like
exactly.
You said, you're the steward.
Exactly. And at the same time, what you don't want to do is start putting things in that are going to stall productivity, which has really been the big challenge over the years. If I put technology in place, is that going to stop my end users, right? Is that going to start complaining? And then am I also exacerbating kind of the shadow IT problem at that point, right? And so, when we look at it, we're thinking about, okay, well, how do we manage this? Almost kind of like if you think about how traditional content management systems were built, right? People don't use them as much today because of the way data has become more dispersed, mm-hmm. right? So how do you manage data kind of that same way with that same ideology in this kind of new fragmented world, right? And get around these types of challenges that companies are facing. And so that's what really Druva is about. We kind of enable a business to, across end user data as well as server virtualized environments, collect all this data together. We have patents on the way that we collect the information. We collect very rich information, so it's not just the files, it's extended metadata, it's log files, it's a bunch of information that you can leverage for other purposes inside of a business. And so part of that is data protection, right? So the ability to get that data and have recoverability services. Another one is around data preservation. You know, I'm a business, I have to hold data for a long period. You know, it might be because of I'm in pharma, I might need to hold it for 7, 10 years, 20 years. So how do I do that with all these different environments my end users are storing their data in, right? If, you know, somebody's no longer with a company and they leave that data that's in Office 365, how do I make sure that gets archived and monitored and held accordingly over time, right? And then the last piece is around discoverability of data. Like, how do I know what's there, right? If my company gets sued or I have to, you know, look up because if there's a complaint, how do I find the information? How do I know what's out there so that I have a better understanding of what the risk of the company is at the end of the day?
Right.
So that's really what Druva is about. It's kind of bringing these different things together, but under a unified platform. And well, that's what's great about cloud and Azure, right? If we can basically have a single golden data set. Mm-hmm. That's this one master data set and provide all these services on top of it.
Right.
And at the end of the day, what you give is then you take what, you know, what cloud really can deliver in cost efficiencies, right, by providing these different workloads and deliver that off to the customer. So now I don't have, as a customer, to buy 5 different types of infrastructure, have redundancy, you know, have all this replicated data.
Yep, excellent, excellent. So what's before we jump into the demo, what are the Azure services that you guys primarily focus on?
So today we use compute and the blob storage, but we also connect into Office 365. So that would be one of the sources of data that we use. And that's real popular right now with our customers.
Sometimes a lot of unstructured ones, right?
Yeah, right, a lot of unstructured ones. So there's other ones, you know, like Box and Google, they're all different. In some we see mixed environments, so how do we bring that all in and make sure that we're providing the same service across all of that, right? And then, you know, we support, you know, Windows 10, we support other operating systems, so that a company really, they don't have to think about the end user at the end of the day.
Sure.
They can, whatever device they have the ability
to kind of make it easy for them to access.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
Right. So why don't we jump right in then?
I think okay, that'd be great.
I'd love to see it.
Perfect.
Yeah. All right, Dave, so what are we looking at here?
So this is the IT admins panel, right? Mm-hmm. So this is where your desktop services folks would come in to manage all the different devices and services that are part of where your end user data resides.
Right, right.
And this is a very informative dashboard. It's actually navigable as well, so you can drill down and do all sorts of things. But you know, the real snapshot here is to let somebody who is part of managing a global operation be able to see kind of what's going on. You know, how much data are we collecting? What you know, what types of devices? How many successful backups have we had? How many fails have we had when we're collecting the data?
Right.
We have also usage trends here, so you can see, and this is probably one of the real star jewels of Druva, which is you can see how much data has been actually collected, which is 1.6 terabytes, but actually using our patented dedupe technology, actually how much was transferred, which is only 950 gigabytes,
right?
So you're yielding around a 40 to 50% dedupe rate. We have some customers that achieve up to 80% deduplication, right? It really depends on how much data, because we do globally across all services and all devices.
Right. So what you're saying is post analysis you can recommend your you know, people at the edges,
right,
and your subsidiaries to go, looks like you have a lot of duplication.
Right.
Help them figure out how to dedupe them, because you're not going to dedupe them centrally, but you're gonna let them know.
Right, right. So yeah, we have tools and ways to kind of dive down and really assess what's out there in your environment to better understand this. We have some tools where you can search. You can you know, do by metadata, by users, by devices, all sorts of different elements to be able to understand kind of the composite of what's out there. So here you can see kind of where your devices are in the world, etc. And then on the side here, what you can see then is, you know, how many users are totally being part of this particular policy and being backed up, how many devices there are. So usually users have more than one device. if you have a legal hold in place. This tells you then how many legal holds you have in place. You can drill down and then see each legal hold. So that's if a company gets sued, and a lot of times legal will ask the IT, can you get me the data of these end users? And so this helps somebody manage that.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then we also have a thing around compliance policies and infractions. So let's say I'm an organization and I worry that my employees might be dealing or handling healthcare information, right? I want to know who has it, what device is that on, and whether or not that's a risk to the business or not. So we also monitor that as that data is coming into the service to allow people to see that. Basically, we break this apart, you know, by users, which is connected into AD.
Right.
So we synchronize with AD. So as people are brought on or provision or deprovision, it kind of gets added and removed from the system. And then devices is basically covering all those users' devices. You know, what devices are out there, who has what. And so if I click on this real quick, you'll get a full listing of users and devices, right?
And it looks like all the operating systems.
Right, so you get to know, you know, operating systems, and then I can actually click on any of these particular devices, like this one here, and, you know, it'll tell me, you know, basically a history of that particular device, you know, what's been enabled, et cetera. But another interesting thing is just our profiles in general. So this is basically as an admin when I first set up the system, right?
Yeah, right.
You know, Azure is, you know, underneath this all, but I can basically come in, create a new profile, maybe, you know, create a policy name here called just Azure Test 1. And then I have elements I can configure, right? How many users, how many devices go next? What kind of backup content do I want across what types of services?
Right. And what file types too?
File types, inclusion, exclusion, all those different things. Set up my backup schedule, the policies, you know, retention rates, you know, how often I want the data to be collected, specifics around mobile devices, DLP. So this is basically preventing data loss,
that's
right?
Good.
If
that's
somebody
good.
Loses a device, what do we do in that
and
case?
And I like the fact that you can also check off the auto delay.
Right. So
in the event of special circumstances. Right.
So we have a check-in system where after a few days, if a system hasn't checked in, it'll auto delete its data. Is basically what happens.
That's right.
And then in here you enable then your different services, so Office 365 Exchange Online.
Yeah.
And then, you know, we finish that and that creates that policy, attaches it into Azure with all those end users that are part of that particular group.
And then
group.
The next refresh cycle that you initiate.
Exactly, right.
Yeah.
Across all of those users. Now, probably the thing that we talk about a lot is you know, our data insights and what we can do for compliance. So, you know, data insights basically gives you an idea of what data is out there and allows you to search. Legal hold obviously allows you to lock down that data. And then compliance, which is really the one that is really interesting, is the part of when we're collecting data, we're searching it for PHI and PII type information. And this will tell me then the infractions, what users, what the posture of that particular person's devices are. So if I click here on this particular end user, I can see that, you know, tracking is enabled, what services we're collecting from, whether we're enforcing encryption on that device, or I can go back and look at the actual file, that subject, and then do remediation on that particular file.
Right.
So
right.
The idea, though, is to provide a single console, though, to all this data and be able to help you manage risk better across it.
Right. I mean, you have the flexibility, again, extended to give the productivity that end users want, but if someone were to do something not right, you can disable them, looks like, right? You have ability to actually stop the person from doing something that's going to cause harm to the company and the customers.
And from an end user perspective, it runs very quietly in the background. People, most users never even know. We have a lot of customers who come to us and say, I don't even realize it's running, right? Which is great from a business standpoint because the minimal impact on an end user means that they're getting the maximum productivity.
Great. Awesome. All right, Dave, this is a phenomenal demo. I think I can certainly see a lot of the mid-sized company, even enterprises, of course, need to get a hold of this type of technology so they can protect themselves from the increasing amount of data that's really out there. So how can our audience get started? If they're interested in Druva, where do they go? Do you have an offer in place?
Yeah, so you know they can come to Druva.com, and there's a lot of information up there. We have a resource section. They can dig into the various things that we help companies with, like even including ransomware recovery, which is a big one right now, right?
Yeah. Unfortunately, it's big, but it's good to have a solution.
Yeah, you know, so we can help you kind of recover your files, you know, because it's really hard to catch it at the doorway, right? And even though malware's been keeping up with it, just it isn't always there. And so you can also do a free trial. So, you know, you just basically fill out the free trial form. You're up and going in a few minutes. Mm-hmm. You can start trying it out and see how it works in your environment.
Great, before they come into it.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, great. Well, Dave, thank you so much for coming.
Appreciate it. It was great being here today.
All the way from the Bay Area to Toronto.
Yeah.
I hope you have a great rest of the few days.
I will.
With Data Partners.
Yeah, definitely. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you. All right, so to the audience, thank you for watching another episode of Launchpad Series. I'm Baldwin Ng, your show host from Microsoft. Look forward to seeing you next time. We have over 40 shows now on the Channel 9 video source. So go to aka.ms/launchpad for more. Thank you. Have a good day.